This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're spending some time this week talking about numbers, what they mean and how we use them in the context of our economy, of course, but also in society. We've asked writers, people in the business of words, for their take. Today, author Khalid Husseini.
I love writing about family. I've always found family to be such a weird and powerful organism in which people behave in all the extreme ways that you can imagine. And being from Afghanistan, the whole notion of family is so central to one's identity, to how I understand myself, how I understand my world. I do have a background in science, and my training in that field as a physician has kind of come in handy in the writing of my books because I do write about illness. I write about pathology. I've found that I could tap into my years of training to kind of lend a kind of authority and veracity to those topics when I'm writing about them. My entire interest is in the artistic side of it. There's a whole economic side to writing, which I try to get involved with as little as possible. I think that once you begin to worry about who is meant to read your book, how many people will read them, how many copies you're going to sell, those kind of marketing, economic kind of issues, I think it can become a presence in the room with you. You can make money in writing, but the odds against it are pretty long. I went to medicine not because really I had a lifelong passion for it, although I had tremendous respect for the profession, but because we came to this country, my family and I, in 1980, basically penniless and on welfare. And so there was a part of me that really craved financial stability, and in part, that was the reason why I went to medicine. I really wasn't trying to craft a career in writing for myself. I really just wanted to write this book, and the career just kind of happened to me rather than my actually pursuing it. I've been fortunate enough that the things that have mattered to me and have felt urgent to me that I've written about have also resonated with other readers, and that has translated into, you know, very good book sales. But I'm very careful to think of that as a secondary issue, as difficult to believe as that may be, largely because I think numbers have a way of impinging and infiltrating your thought process, and that entire creative process is something that really needs to be unsullied.
Khalid Husseini's latest book, And the Mountains Echoed, is out in paperback. You can read an excerpt of it at marketplace.org.